This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas.
Now four media giants are banding together to take down controversial InfoWars content from their site.
YouTube, Facebook, and Apple all announcing they're removing his content from their platforms.
Yesterday, Alex Jones became an unperson.
Apple last night removed the entire library of Alex Jones's podcast from their store.
The conspiracy theories are beyond the realm, are not only beyond being offensive, they're dangerous, and we don't do enough in telling people out there right now this morning, people who read newspapers, exactly who these people are and what they believe.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned. Because they keep posting, but no one sees their content.
Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China, this is dangerous authoritarianism. And they packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular.
Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment,
but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing?
You're just look at you. You are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward.
Who are you?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God, I'm
not going to be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Better than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who InfoWars is. He's playing this joke over here.
If at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
And they tell Congress that they're not censoring anybody. Even though we have all the Google documents, we have internal Google videos, we have internal Twitter videos, where their executives talk about how they're censoring everyone.
I think as someone with a PhD in computer science and 5 years of working at one of the world's top computer science companies, I don't see any doubt that it's very politically biased.
Your censorship will not work anymore, Sundar. We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
In 2016, Google's search algorithm likely impacted undecided voters in a way that shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton, whom I supported. I know this because I preserved more than 13,000 election-related searches prior to Election Day, and Google's search results were significantly biased in favor of Secretary Clinton.
When I joined Google, I saw a lot of employees being mistreated and abused and harassed for sharing conservative views or just for questioning company policies.
I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps run the political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives.
There's this very peculiar background where Google is working with the Chinese communist government and not with the U.S. military. So the Project Maven decision was a decision not to work with the AI.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, Global Transmission. as I warned, Pakistan is now announcing that they intend to go to war with India. This is huge. Stay with us.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chancellor sent them.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there's something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have senses and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Transmission Wednesday, August 7th, 2009. Pakistan warns of war after India's move to end Kashmir's special status. And the entire leftist globalist media decries India taking back roughly 20% of their nation that was taken by Islamicists from them. With the UN's backing. All of Pakistan was once India. India once stretched all the way to where Iran is today and then into the middle of China. but it's been taken. And the communist Chinese have invaded with paramilitary plainclothes people. They've been aiding the Islamists and working with Pakistan. And Modi has been telling them, since he got into office, that they better stop or he's going to stop letting it be an autonomous zone and is going to invade. Local governments will still be in control there, but Indian citizens will be allowed to move there. You know why that's important? There are millions and millions and millions and millions of Indians who are Hindus or who are Buddhist or who are Christians who were driven out of Kashmir in the last 70 years. By a strange twist of fate, yesterday I was with my wife shopping, replacing something that she lost, and the man helping us was a gentleman from Kashmir, basically a refugee from Kashmir, and we talked about 20 minutes about the situation. So you think about that. The Muslims made India make a deal where people that aren't Muslims can't move, even if they lived there previously, to Kashmir. But see, that's how it works. Once the Muslims become a majority, they say, hey, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more. And so CNN, the Associated Press, and all of them are, oh, Indian Hindu extremist, supremacist, nationalist have gone into Kashmir. And it could cause world war. The most dangerous place in the world, the flashpoint. Now, again, notice this all started Monday when China devalued their currency that also screws over India. And China is taking about 30% of the country without asking. They were never even in the deal. The autonomous UN 1949, original deal 1947. And now suicide bombers every week are blowing people up at military bases. They're driving trucks into military bases all over India. And Modi said, listen, I know the Connie Network and all you guys are behind it, so we're going to send in, the real word is, a 500,000 troops. That's the numbers I've got from inside sources. A 500,000, or roughly 40% of India's military, has rotated into Kashmir. So, yeah, this is the stuff World War's made of. So there's a lot of other incredible breaking news. But I kind of obsessed on this for 3-4 hours yesterday because it is a big deal. And obviously any of our military listeners or folks that are into history know how serious this is. But I'm going to suspend coverage of it until later in the second hour because I really want to be able to cover all the other big stuff that's been breaking and take your calls. But nothing is as big as this, and it all ties in to the proxy war, World War IV that started with China devaluing the currency, with the economic warfare going on, and with Trump increasing the tariffs, another $300 billion on top of the other $300 billion. China, again, was given a one-sided deal allowing all of this, and there's another very important paper out today that I'll be hitting next hour. From the National Endowment of Democracy, the National Endowment of Democracy, it's really a think tank CIA group, is a U.S. nonprofit soft power organization. And then it just goes into how they are trying to establish a peaceful world government. And the reason this is so important is this is the establishment. And you read their testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It is word for word, what I've been telling you about China for at least 15 years that I've been hot on the China issue, that they've infiltrated the media, the colleges, the high schools, that they're buying off the reporters, and that they're the ones funding all the social warfare breakdown. Yeah, when you see people saying the president's a white supremacist and that he's directly responsible for the deaths in El Paso and that he better not show his face there, those people are getting money from companies that are multinational, that are Chi-Com owned. And the Chi-Coms have a term they use called sharp power. And that's a nice word for absolute criminal mafia activity and just no holds bar warfare, economically, culturally. And this whole thing breaks it down. So when I tell you the Democrats are Chi-Com operatives, they are. Now let that sink in. That's why they're distracting with this Russia stuff that I'll tell you. Russia can't tie its shoelaces, man. Russia is teetering on the verge of having the globalists overthrow it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jones, your host. India is now in a proxy war with the United States against China as China threatens to invade. Taiwan is invading with paramilitary forces. Hong Kong. We have the deep state here openly trying to trigger an open civil war, and they're actually starting to get some traction. It's now emerged that the shooter in Ohio was basically responding to what he thought was a right-wing attack in El Paso, and so a avowed devil worshiper and a worshiper of Antifa and the rape of women. He actually was in a cult that had a rock band that was into the direct rape of women and torture of women. He loved Bernie Sanders. This is the standard meth head, woman-hating demon we've described for. He was an incel. Incel demon. And so he went out in a blaze of blood and death, killing his own sister. And now it's our fault. We've got to turn our guns in so this guy can come kill us or people like him. The same spirit just jumps out of him into somebody else and goes and has some fun. So we've got that all coming up. We've got Boy Scouts have a pedophile epidemic, MSM reports, and are hiding hundreds in its ranks. They're not hiding anything. They hand out the condoms and tell people to have sex with five-year-olds. That's official. So... I was on an airplane with one of the Boy Scouts of America leaders, and I guess he didn't know who I was, and he was talking on the phone when we landed about how they were going to cover it up. I didn't even say anything, but sorry, tomorrow's news today. Oh, and don't forget, we've got all these other shows that are tomorrow's news today. We've got Owen Schroyer weekdays, 3 p.m. with the War Room. We've got David Knight weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with the David Knight Show, and so much more. Also, the Sunday Show, 4 to 6 p.m., and there are those times for you on screen. Infowars.com/show. Let me make a few announcements here in the shorter segment. I told you that we were going to be suing folks, and I'm not happy about that. It takes money. We're not going to file fake lawsuits. They spent over $2 million trying to get $15,000 from us for the Pepe the Frog situation. The judge basically ordered them to settle and told us, too, if you go to trial, it's not going to go well. So we said, okay, well, the judge tells you that, we'll do it. So they got $15,000 for $2 million. That's how we operate. And I spent $100,000 of your money fighting them. So I try to be judicious about all this. I work as hard as I can to keep this place afloat. But we've defeated over 30-plus of the lawsuits that are filed. We've defeated over 20 of the 30. And the Supreme Court of Connecticut did a public interest event. These are like 1 out of 5,000 or more, I'm told, where they came in, stayed the persecution I'm going through in New Haven, Connecticut, or in Skull and Bones country. I mean, the tomb is right down the road. One of the big Illuminati secret societies, and the Supreme Court came in and said, this is unprecedented. We're going to have hearings on this, on what you're doing to Mr. Jones, because it's just incredible. I mean, the judge will say stuff like, we know you've got marketing and made money off Sandy Hook. And we go, there is no marketing. And they go, sanctions. We know. What, because Blumenthal and his son say? Our listeners know. We've hardly ever talked about it. I can't stand it. Google Analytics shows 0.2 coverage of it. And that's with the media attacking me, being forced to cover it. But I digress. I knew a month before, Barnes had intel that the Covington kids' suits were going to be thrown out. And I'm not going to say what he told me off record, but he was dead on. It was thrown directly out. And that's why he was waiting for it to be thrown out until he filed his. You notice he filed that last week. There's more about to be filed, a bunch, and it's being worked on right now. I've got 10 lawsuits to choose from. That's what I've been doing in my extra time, is looking at 10 lawsuits, with Barnes and which ones we're going to pull the trigger on first. We have to do this. You know, the CIA calls up and they say, well, don't sue this group. We're going to fix it. Okay, we'll see if you're going to fix it. The point is that I'm not going to sit here and take this crap anymore. From G2 in Boston or any of these other people, we've got all the dirt on you. And I'm not going to sit here and be deplatformed and unpersoned like the Nazis did to the Jews. I am not going to take it lying down, so get that through your head. So I've got 10 groups we're looking to sue. And Barnes with his lawyers are going to do it at cost for the filings and things. Once you get into depositions and all that, it's astronomical, the amount of money. So we're a year behind launching new shows. We're a couple months behind filing the lawsuits we told you we were going to file. But we're going to do everything we said that we are going to do. Because I don't know how this is going to end. But they started the fight. And if they want to fight, they better believe they got one. And I just, it's all on God. I give it all to God, which really means you. God works through you. God works in mysterious ways. And I'm going to cover all the news when we come back, but we're fighting hard here, folks. And our secret weapon is you, the listeners, prayer, this great crew, and people like Matt Drudge and others that aren't cowards and haven't turned their back on us. And you really find out who the men are from the boys when things get rough. That's what's always been said. When times get rough, you find out who your friends are and who aren't. Find out who people really are. We've seen a lot of folks out there that have gotten better under the pressure, like Tucker Carlson, instead of worse under the pressure, like a lot of people we could name that run for the exits as soon as stuff gets tough. So I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior. I'm an activist on the front lines. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. So I'm just going to say this right now. If you want to bet on your future, if you want to bet on Americana, if you want to bet on not being run by the Chi-Coms, with Senate and House hearings now on how they literally fund the Democrats and MSM and CNN, the Chinese government does. It's all coming out. It's so devastating. And the government didn't even sure how to bring this out. They're starting to bring it out, going, Democrats, stop. Democrats aren't going to stop. They're trying to cause a civil war right now. In fact, they're starting to get some purchase. Try to start a fire, they got some fire going. All the physical attacks, shootings, bombings, ICE facilities getting attacked, dead people everywhere. It's on, folks. And if you think it's bad now, if they really get traction, it's going to go insane. So now more than you've ever done, for yourself, for me, for everybody, spread the word about this broadcast on your local station, radio, TV. Tell folks about Infowars.com/show. And let them know, hey, they wanted to shut this guy down because he exposed the Chinese government funding and controlling Hollywood. You wonder why Hollywood's anti-American? It's literally owned by the Chinese military. UT is basically run by China now. It's unbelievable. It's all coming out in Senate and House reports. We'll cover that next hour. But listen, everybody else is scared. Everybody else ran for the exits a long time ago. We knew if we told the truth, bet on you, you'd stand up, you'd see what happened. Good people in government would see what happened, and that we would finally get people to take action. But somebody's got to make that first example. So I am honored to be in the position of having the enemy trying to destroy me right now. And the threats and all of it, it just makes me so alive. It's amazing, and I am very thankful to God for putting me in this position. But that said, I want to fight hard, and I need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge sale, the one-year anniversary banning sale, the banniversary sale. 50-60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Get all the great products you need and know you are funding not just the second American Revolution, but a pro-human future against the devil-worshipping Satanists and their off-world controllers.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They say the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil, which was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. in this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's launch right into it, ladies and gentlemen. On the Russiagate front, the fact that Mueller lied, the fact that Strzok lied, the fact that all of them were in a conspiracy to frame the president is coming out. There is an entire stack of news and information on that front that we are going to be getting to here today. We obviously have the huge news, Pakistan warns of war after India's move to end Kashmir's special status. Special status is Pakistan's cutting it away with the Chinese and ethnically cleansing Hindus and other folks. So it's just absolutely horrible. And Modi, and after 140 million dead Hindus at Islamic hands, is not putting up with it. Got to admire the fighting spirit. Both countries have over 100 hydrogen bombs and are threatening to nuke each other right now. This is a proxy war with China. Like I said, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're going to be breaking that down. We're going to be breaking down the incredible developments on the mass shootings and the way the media has been handling that. And then more on Amazon's Alexa and Google's assistant and all of these major systems are listening to you in your house, and they're primed when they hear sex terms to particularly record you having sex with your wife or husband. And doggone it, I'm sitting there this morning, and I look over, and there's the damn phone on the nightstand. I mean, think about how we just bring these Trojan horses into your house, and you look over, and you're having sex with your wife, and there's a robot sitting right there listening to you, and you know it's listening. And even Alex Jones is so stupid and so habituated that I can't even control myself and keep the damn robot away. You imagine the intelligence power that the globalists get? And you know, I don't tell those type of stories to be crass here. I tell it because I want you to think about what we've done and what we've put up with and how insane this has gotten. Amazon Alexa captured audio of people having sex, sends those reports back to the HQ, Newsweek. I told you that about smart TVs and the video cams on Apple computers 20 years ago. Amazon forced to give Alexa users the option to stop staff listening to recordings of them having sex. They now have a flag button you click. Hey, you think Jeff Bezos... You think Jeff Bezos has an Alexa on his yacht? You think Jeff Bezos has one in his bedroom? You can bet he doesn't. And I'm not even blaming Jeff Bezos here, because of all the big tech guys, he's, you know, actually works with our country. And, you know, I mean, Google's helping run death camps, basically, in China. I mean, Apple gave all the code keys to the Chinese government last year and admitted it. And said, well, that's what you do when you move to China. Yeah, they have the keys to everybody's iPhone. But I mean, just take Bezos, since he's the one in the news about this. All these assistants do it. Their argument is, well, everybody is just doing this, so we've got to do it, too, to get our market share. So you go to Whole Foods, it says on the side of the free bag they give you, because, you know, Austin banned plastic bags, so they have the bags you kind of buy if you forgot a bag. And it says, oh, Alexa, order my avocados. That's at my house, by the way. I mean, I've got a bag from Whole Foods, and it's like, I'm looking at it, and it says, hey, Alexa, order me avocados and have them delivered to my house. But see, it's also, listen to me having sex with my wife. But see, oh, Alexa isn't my house. But let me tell you what's been in your house, folks. The Phones and the Telecommunications Act of 96 said that by law, they're triangulated by satellite and cell tower for location, and they can be remotely turned on, even when off, to listen to you. The FBI asked for that. So see, the FBI, our domestic security force, lobbied to have all phones in the future... Talk about visionaries, 1996, that by 2000, all phones would be remotely accessible. That's why the headlines are out. One text to your iPhone turns on the microphone. Hackers found out. Yeah, because the system built all these back doors. So, yeah, Jeff Bezos is doing this too. Jeff Bezos is doing it in 2019 because that's the architecture, like a plug in the wall. Like a plug in the wall. It's like, well, why do we have a plug in the wall? Well, that's standardized. Why are the power lines there? Why are the street signs green? Because it was all standardized. You know, the metric system. And now we're here. And it's just part of the system that all these devices, and now they're coming out with refrigerators and coffee makers. And washing machines. And you try to go and buy new washing machines. And they don't have the old-fashioned ones that work. They've got all these fancy ones with all this computerized crap in it that never works and breaks constantly because it's listening to you. And how do I know that? Well, the CIA director at the time, 10 years ago, said, your dishwasher is listening to you. They've got microphones on. And you ask, why do you need a microphone? Why did Scientific Atlantic cable boxes, when I was first told about this 20 years ago by a high-level engineer who'd worked for the NSA and major corporations, he said, because they're already listening to everybody and they're training the AI on voice print and voice recognition for the rollout. And I broke one open on Access TV in like 1998. And then, as best I can tell, they started having the Army follow me around for a while. And I said, go ahead, do whatever you're going to do. I'm not going to shut up. But see, back then, that was a big national security secret. The Time Warner cable boxes nationwide had a microphone in them and were listening to every damn thing you said. That was over 15 years before people now know to talk, do voice, and talk to the cable box. Now it's like, oh, my cable box, I talk to all the time. Exactly. But when I told you it was listening to you 22 years ago, man, time's flying. Oh, I'm that kook. Oh, I'm that bad guy. You know, I saw an AP report about how nice these emergency centers are for all the immigrants to process them. And all these pieces came together yesterday. And I went and looked it up. And sure enough, there it all was. And sure enough, we were right. And it was that key piece of evidence that now they're willing to admit that I'd never reported on. So let me just tell you that piece of news right now, because I'm just going to be all over the map today. We had listeners freaking out all over Texas, all over Florida, all over New Mexico, all over Arizona, all over California, saying, listen, they're closing Walmarts and they're building basically containment areas, showers. They are putting in all this stuff. And then when we cover it, they'd say it's a conspiracy theory. And we're like, are they concentration camps, which the Democrats are now calling them? Because for whatever reason, when Obama was building these to process the people they were saying come to the U.S., back then they were even a little more reasonable 10 years ago, they were going to get the criminals out of the group and ship them back. But you got to process people. So Obama wanted to bring in replacement labor, new voting population. They were going to, but they did say, well, what do we got in the Southwest? What do we got in Texas? We got a bunch of older Walmarts we can close. Walmart's opening super Walmarts. And so Walmart did this deal. Special Forces was involved. The Army was involved as a national security emergency, as Rex 84, but under Obama. And now I'm watching an AP report. And it's like, these are converted Walmarts that in the last decade were turned into emergency centers in case we had this crisis. And I'm going, wow, bingo, we were right. Because people are like, the people working in them are like, yeah, we're putting showers in and toilets, and there are locked up areas, and some areas are like jail cells for criminals that are caught. And we go, hey, Walmart's putting jails in. And it turns out it's all true. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The bone. I'm Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm going to post this congressional testimony at InfoWars.com. And then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to cover it on how the Chinese government controls the universities, Hollywood, and the Democratic Party. And this is congressional testimony of the National Endowment for Democracy. Now, who's the National Endowment for Democracy? It's the voice of the major foundations that admit their world government plan is in shambles, and that the Chinese have double-dealt, and that it's over. It gets its funding from the Department of State, the U.S. Agency for International Development, and is subject to congressional oversight as a non-governmental organization. It gets $135 million a year. And then it goes into the United States Information Agency. That's above the CIA. And what are they saying? Well, you might want to go read the report. I'm going to get one of the guys to post both that information from the National Endowment for Democracy, who funds them. It's the voice of the government, the voice of the real deep state, the deep, deep state, and the actual report. This is all going to get posted on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com in the next 10, 15 minutes. You want to go read this congressional report for yourself, because you're going to read it and you're going to go, is that a transcript of the Alex Jones Show? No, it's we're taking our government back. They've made a deal to sell us out to China completely and collapses, and that deal's been revoked. piss up a rope, New World Order. Telling you, this is unbelievable. This is just happening right now. This testimony. We need to pull this testimony from C-SPAN. We need to air this. I mean, this is coffin nails in the New World Order, folks. This is gold. That's coming up. And like I said, I just digressed from something I noticed yesterday. I didn't even prepare it for the show. I can get you the report where AP is saying, in the last decade, they converted all these Walmarts in the Southwest in case emergency migrant waves came in. Well, yeah, because Obama knew they were triggering it, and the UN was building the refugee centers in Central and South America and building up to this, and then they handed Trump the problem. But all those Walmarts that we would have guests on saying, listen, Alex, I'm a truck driver. I delivered the sheetrock in there, and they're building toilets, and they've got jail cells, and part of it's like open living areas, part of it's jail areas. Because, yeah, you're processing people. There's going to be criminals. The point is that they... This has all been, and so all the people saying Walmarts are being converted to some type of jail facility, it's true. And then the Democrats then flip and say, oh, Trump did it, when they're the ones that engineered it all, and these facilities were built before Trump ever got into office. And it's all classified, so Trump's got to sit there while he's being blamed for all this, even though since Trump got in, they've made the facilities better, and now they're not secret. But the point is, we had callers from Alabama and Florida and truck drivers and construction workers that would, you know, travel to Texas and give me a file and say, I've been working at three Walmarts last year. I'm a foreman, but they are putting in areas with fences and areas for living areas and families. Who do you think this is for? And I'm like, I have no damn idea. Because Obama was planning to collapse the economy, start race wars. We got those documents. We were like, oh, it's for us. No. It was Democrat Party officials given the hundreds of millions in contracts to run these now private facilities. And then they cause the crisis, tell the illegals to come here, and then blame Trump when they're in facilities that the Democrats are making the money off of. And that's all been confirmed. All these facilities, it turns out, Democrat donors own the lease on and own the building. And then the Border Patrol sent in there with all this lavish care and taking care of everybody with all these aides that they have one aide for every five people in there. AP showed it. It's like Candace Owens went to these and said, this is nicer than where my kids or you know, my cousins or whatever go to school. But imagine the Patriots, our listeners are in these Walmarts building this. They're told keep quiet. They're calling in freaking out. Well, now we know. Obama was triggering the whole thing. How huge, and it's in the AP report. I just sprung this on them last segment. This wasn't all pre-planned. I was just remembered this was telling the story. Where they admit, oh, Walmarts were converted in the last decade by Obama to these emergency centers because they were getting the UN centers built, funded by the globalists, to get the first wave and then move them up here. But back then, Obama was being more reasonable and was going to say, at least we'll screen out criminals and ship them back. The last 2 years of Obama, he just said, screw it, let everybody go, flood the U.S. And so that's why they're like, Mr. Jones, here's the photo. Some areas are like for families, bunk beds, kitchens, everything. It's next to a soccer field. They're putting in soccer fields. They're putting up barbed wire around that. And then they got jail cell areas and shackles. And I don't know what it is. More like that's where they'll separate the Patriot men and ship us to the death camp. And then the women and children will be in this area. And we got FEMA documents that even admitted plans for that. With Social Security numbers, now they process the resistors. So they do have it as dual use. So when the Democrats call these concentration camps, it's because they have a dual use for that for us. And so yesterday I was rewatching that Candace Owens piece where we put video over what she said she saw with the AP. And it was like click, 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 click. All the tumblers went into place. Because imagine, you're an InfoWars listener, and the military's running Walmart refurbishing and saying, keep your mouth shut, you're signing non-disclosures, and you're putting in these security facilities that look like jails. Because they are people here illegally, and we got to process them. But 90% are being released. So they're not concentration camps. They're not death camps. But they could be. And who built them? Obama. Obama built these emergency centers. And when Trump saw them 2.5 years ago, it's on record, he flipped out, got more funding, and said, clean this up. That's because Democratic contractors were stealing all the money and not providing the services. That's why there were kids sitting in their feces. Elijah Cummings is talking about 4-year-old video. That's Barack Obama, just like the Democrats run all the cities like that because they're stealing the money. You think Trump runs stuff, has kids sitting in their feces, like Elijah Cummings said? No. So this is a big bombshell development. Now, this is a live show, but in post, have Marcos or somebody, I gave you guys the report, you found it, add some of the Walmart clips from 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and then we'll add the AP saying, oh, these were refurbished Walmarts, which, again, they put fences around them. They've got docking bays. They've got jail cells. They've got family living areas. They've got kitchens. They look like a prison because they are dual use. They are a prison. A nice one, but still a nice gilded cage. We did our job again. We didn't know exactly what was going on. I later had some folks in the Army come visit, and they said, all we know is we understand that stuff can be used for bad, Alex, but it's really just used for collapse of civilization, which I understand as well. And that's what they were being told. Hey, don't scare people. This is for collapsing border. This is for a migrant surge, which Obama was engineering with Soros and the UN. The military is just there in plain clothes, making sure everybody keeps their mouth shut. I get that. I'm not saying they're villains. In fact, they're not. But they had all the intel at the time and did not give it to us. And so I ran around going, hey, I've had like 10 different contractors on that say they're building damn prisons, and they're not lying. And I've had them visit me with tears in their eyes, scared, with their wife in the parking lot coming in, giving me videos they shot, going, am I going to get hurt? Army's running this. All I know is it's what you said. And I'm going, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's the way this stuff clicks now. Just everything's coming into focus right now. Isn't that amazing? Oh, man. I want to take a lot of calls, too. And I haven't even scratched the surface. There's so much news, it'll make your head explode. But I'm going to try my best next hour. Please don't forget, without your financial support, plus these are great products you already need, we won't be here. We have the Banniversary sale. It's an extension of last week's mega sale. Water, some of the water filters have sold out. A lot of other stuff's selling out. So everything's 50, 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, while supplies last, and I've got to end this special soon. You've got to try Real Red Pill Plus. If you don't know what it does for you, read about it. 50% off all the horrible food and so much more. 50% off Ultra 12. That's already the bestseller because people use it and love it so much. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number 2, straight ahead.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.